largest manufacturer of
steel,
glass,
tin pipe,
aluminum.
That little ditty about industry in Pittsburgh, the workshop of the universe, was broadcast by Voice of America, the federal government's media arm, in the 1960s. Of course, all of that productivity led to some of the dirtiest air in the nation and the formation of one organization that still works on clean air issues in western Pennsylvania today. The Group Against Smog and Pollution began in 1969, and the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains that the group's early success illustrates how guerrilla marketing combined with public outrage made air quality mainstream.
You'd go to town with a pair of white gloves, and you would come home with a dirty face, especially around the mouth and nose, and dirty gloves.
That's Mrs. Martha Pendleton, a retired schoolteacher and longtime Pittsburgh resident.
That clip is from a Voice of America special from October 1970. The special highlighted the city's famously dirty air and efforts by a group of housewives, doctors, and engineers to clean it up. They called themselves the Group Against Smog and Pollution, or GASP, and were led by people like its first president, Michelle Madoff.
And we represent the little man. This, we want anybody with lungs. I don't know where you can buy new lungs.
Well, I think that in Pittsburgh, everyone knew and understand about environmental impact because you could literally taste it.
Jim Longhurst is a professor of environmental history at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Longhurst wrote a book about GASP. He began researching the group while getting his PhD at Carnegie Mellon University. In an interview he conducted with Michelle Madoff, she explained how the group formed after an initial meeting in her home.
There were about 30 people. And we needed a name. And somebody said, there's a group called the Group Against Smelters Pollution. And they said, why don't we adopt it? I was out of the room. And we'll call ourselves Group Against Smog and Pollution. And that's what they did. And I became president.
Longhurst says GASP was one of many groups that formed in the 60s and 70s to address pollution. And like GASP, they had short, catchy names.
There's Cope, Carp, GASP, Choke, Cap, and Can. And a lot of them start with a C because they start with the word citizen.
The group had a knack for marketing. In one successful campaign, they sold cans of clean air.
And the papers carried it because it's a visual and it's a news story. People don't understand this is how you get your information out. And I turned on my car radio, and I was driving by then. And the car said, they said, Commissioner Hunt called Michelle Madoff a paranoid asthmatic with a fetish for air. I still have it in my wallet. A paranoid asthmatic with a fetish for air. Isn't that marvelous?
Before this point in time, there were agreements about controlling air pollution in Pittsburgh, but those were generally what we call gentlemen's agreement. GASP pushed their way into those meetings and those debates.
Longhurst says GASP was instrumental in cleaning up the city's air. But the group, like the rest of the country, has changed from where it was in the early 1970s.
And I would say it would be really difficult for us to find this kind of motivation and this kind of commitment today. And it's a little sad, but at the same time, I think that given the right crisis, we could do it again.
Michelle Madoff would go on to be a city councilwoman in Pittsburgh. She passed away in 2013 at the age of 85, but GASP lives on. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
We have a link to some early 70s videos we found on YouTube of GASP's early days. That's at alleghenyfront.org.